Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I've been doing like one a week. I've been so slammed. Like Wednesday, I did this and that, but before I know it's like 5 o'clock. I'm busier than one arm paper hanger with the social problem. That's my one dad told me. That was a guy named Larry, so he had the same name as my dad. Hey, what's up, Dad? But thank you so much for tuning in. You can't fix stupid, folks. There's like the whole Biden issue. He's supposedly raised like $71 million. He's outraised all these people and all that crap. People don't realize we can still vote for Trump if he goes to jail. He can still become president and pardon him. He can pardon himself. But here's my point. I'll get into this more. It's just nuts. Biden is pushing an electric car like a mandate where you have to do this. And all these people, like, when Trump's saying he's going to get rid of all these mandates and stop this stuff because you're going to lose your job in America with these Biden mandates. And this lady's like, well, Biden and all this stuff, and, you know, the real Americans know Biden's the right one, and all these lies from the GOP and all this. I'm like, don't you, and this lady comments, don't you know this Biden's policies that they're striking against, that they're going against, because they won't have jobs if these Biden policies remain and go through. Hamas releases first proposed video of Israeli hostage, Mia Shim. Judge gags Donald Trump from publicly targeting prosecutor judge in January 6th case. Dude, if you don't see that this stuff with Trump is politically motivated, then you are. But then there are people that, you only do a Trump or Rush Limbaugh thing. And then a week later, shut up and get the vaccine, shut up and comply. Wait a minute, am I supposed to think for myself or am I supposed to just comply? Jim Jordan is supposedly going to be the Speaker of the House. I'm not holding my breath. I mean, until something gets done, I ain't holding my breath. Until something gets done with him as Speaker or whoever's Speaker. Disney has signed a deal with Chinese TikTok. I don't use TikTok. There are some videos that I guess are on the Reels and on TikTok also. I don't do TikTok. That's Chinese owned, but prepare for attacks on France because Macron calls for ruthless deportation of any immigrants with ties to Islamic extremists. Also, Manchester United crap news. I'm going to get into so much. Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, my name's Noah Heron, and I'm the lead pastor of a brand new church in Nashville, Tennessee called Way Church. I'm so excited and honored to be reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 with you today. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. My big takeaway from these verses is that there are many roads that lie to us about the destination. There are many roads that say, this is the road to peace, purpose, fulfillment, happiness, and when we travel down that road, we end up in a place that we did not want to go. We end up in a place that has none of the things that it promised. The tragic part about it is there are a lot of people who are going down those roads, who are going through that gate, but only a few people are going through the gate that's actually going to lead them to the place that they're longing to be. It's a narrow gate and a narrow road, because the only way you can go down it is by putting your faith and belief in Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You just have to receive it. It requires you to put down your pride and admit that you cannot do it on your own. But once you do, that road actually leads to the peace, fulfillment, and life that you've been longing for all along. Put your faith in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. And begin walking down that narrow road towards life today.
Think about that as you're going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I posted a comment because I'm like, my mom has had this, and I've had people from Poland that say communism isn't coming here. It's already here. That is people who lived in Poland that are coming here, that are here right now, that lived in communist Poland that said, hey. And I've gotten comments like, you don't even know what communist is, check, like I'm stupid. So I have to combat with the only comment I can. This is someone who lived it, and is saying it's here, not me, dumbass. Excuse my French. But when someone is saying, who's lived in a communist country like Poland, saying it's already here, I have to take them at their word. Like this one lady, she goes, Obama brings me happiness. He does? Oh, to go up to become the leader of the free world. Great. I can dream big. What? Yeah, Barack Obama come from my home country, Kenya, Africa. If he can come from there and become the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, and I can be whatever I want to be. She didn't say he's from Hawaii. She didn't say that, hey, he did a great job as president or whatever. But, you know, that's nor here nor there. But it's these same idiots that they have to be. I mean, I don't know how anyone can think this country's doing a great job. Because supposedly Biden's done like $71 million. Yeah, he's probably cleaning the house. He's probably like, okay, all the money, all the billions he made, I got to pay back. But this is the problem we live in. They don't know anything. How are we better off under Biden? How are we better off? It's $1.22 for distilled water they used to get for 88 cents. How are we better off? Gas is not $1.87. It's 3-something a gallon. Oh, my Biden is the greatest thing ever. There are other nations that said we're at World War III. Not me saying this. Not President Trump saying this. Not conservatives. This is other countries that said World War III is here. It's not coming. It's here. Hello? Whatever you right-wing Nazi, whatever. Oh, Trump's racist. But he donated. It's funny. Like this one person, like this black person said, wasn't until he came down those escalators all of a sudden that he announced he's running as a conservative, as a Republican, that he was demonized. He was loved by Rosa Parks and Jesse Jackson and all these people. He donated millions to the NAACP for scholarships and all this stuff, his own money. But wait a minute here. Oh, he's a racist. He's a Nazi. And there's a guy that posted a picture where it had like a flag with a swastika on it over here, and on the same thing it had a Trump flag. Like, what do they have to do with each other? Just because you have a Trump flag, just because I'm selling the Trump flag doesn't mean I have friends that are Democrats that are very, very racist. I mean, the Ku Klux Klan is a Democratic organization. That means nothing. But they try to post, well, yeah, the guy's selling two flags. One I support, one I don't. But But these are the same idiots that will tell me that I don't think for myself. I only do what Trump tells me to. I only think the way Trump tells me to think, except for as soon as the vaccine came out, I guarantee you that same person was like, just shut up and comply and get the vaccine. We can't get back to normal. What? You can't get back to what? Oh, that's right. Oh, like I had people that were like, oh, guess what? You can't get the you can't get the virus if you're vaccinated. Well, my buddy's in the hospital fighting for it, and he has all the boosters and everything. That's a lie. I just wish, honestly, I could get a hold of these people that told me I lied when my buddy's brother, who's dead now, because he was so paranoid of the virus, he got every shot and every booster and everything, he's dead. He died from COVID. He had every shot, every booster and everything. He wore a mask and all that crap. He is dead. I still remember one time when we were underage, he was going to try to get us liquor, and he looks like he was a hippie, you know. And he went into, it was like a hick bar. He's like, man, I'm not going in there, and turned right around, came back out. We had a blast that night. We didn't have any alcohol, but we had a blast that night. But, yeah, he died from COVID, and he had all the boosters and all the shots. I've known people who have had COVID 3 and 4 and 5 times who were fully vaccinated and boosted. I've only had it one time that I technically know of. But these same people, these United Auto Workers, are fighting for their lives because these policies that Joe Biden's enacting, they're going to lose their jobs because they're going to be shipped over to China because of this electric car mandate crap. Oh, but there are people, there was a lady that was saying, oh, the Democrat Biden's policies are so wonderful and this and that and that and that. And here we go, more lies from the Republicans, because it was Trump speaking in Ohio about a lot of this. And someone underneath go, yeah, it's Biden's policies that they're striking against, because if they go through, they don't have jobs in 2 years because all that stuff will be shipped overseas. I mean, you got NBC to host their GOP presidential debate in Miami. No one on that debate stage is even going to have a chance. The only person we want running as the Conservative Party candidate, Trump. And let me tell you, if RFK Jr. runs as an independent, they say Biden, well, is he supposedly raised so much money? How? Yeah, he raised $71 million just like he got more votes than Obama did in his second term. Yeah, Obama won the presidency but got fewer votes the second time around. Because I was talking to someone and they said, and when you talk about election fraud, all they bring up is 2020. No, I'm not talking about 2020. Kennedy technically lost to Nixon, but Nixon never fought it. Kennedy actually didn't win the election. It was Kennedy that lost. Nixon technically won, but he never fought it. And since he never fought it, you know, the stolen election, Kennedy got it. I mean, it should have been Nixon that got it, but then the Lord help you. But here's my point, though. Like in 2020, no, in 2012, Obama's second time running for political office, he had, guess what, folks? A town that had more votes and registered voters in it. There are more votes than people that lived in that whole entire community. But guess what? When they tried to do something about it, oops. You know, just read Revelations. Do me a favor and read Revelations. And there's several videos on YouTube that are like an hour and a half, 2 hours long that basically take and explain everything that's prophesied that actually is talked about in Revelations in the actual Bible that is actually happening right now with the river drying up with Israel being attacked, all these things list so many. I mean, we're in the end times, folks. God's going to be coming down and getting his people. I mean, like this, like you look at that debate stage, no one on that debate stage has even a chance at all. Not in a million years would any of those have a chance. Everyone that's on that stage, except for maybe Rams Warmy, could possibly have done something at some point in their career. Like Chris Christie, if he wanted to fix America, he could have, like Hillary Clinton, she could have done stuff a long time ago. Now DeSantis was doing pretty good until he took money from Disney to sit there and campaign to try to do something to run for president. He should have just stayed in Florida. I mean, you got to put God first. That's what's going to solve this whole country. Putting God first. Like the Bible said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. And the angel to the church in Philadelphia, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, the word to the Holy One, the true One, who is the key of David, who opens, no one can shut, who shuts, no one can open. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know you have a little power, but you've kept my word, not denied my name. You know, so many people, well, wait a minute here. Maybe Biden was the door that opened up to make people wake up. I don't know how anyone can see how we're better off. When you have other nations, not conservative Tea Party Republicans, other nations saying, we're in World War III. It's not coming. It's here. Wake up. Country's falling apart. It's just one of those things, folks. We need to wake up. I mean, these debate things are hilarious because you have all these people sitting there debating it. There might maybe be one person, maybe if that, I don't know. I honestly wouldn't take any of them as a VP. And that's probably the closest they'll get to anything. I wouldn't touch anyone with a 10-foot pole. But don't worry, folks. Just keep thinking the government's the answer. That's what you got to do, man, because the government's the answer. They'll solve all your problems. I mean, Hamas releases first purported video of Israeli hostage Mia Shim. It's sad. It's sad, but you know, I've said this many times. There are people that there are pro-Palestinian people in this country right now that are praising what happened in Israel when babies and kids were being killed and beheaded and blown away. Like I've said this. If 9/11 happened today, there'd be people cheering on the terrorists. They'd be cheering when the towers came down. Back when 9/11 happened, okay, how much? I got a couple American flags. How much you? Yeah, $1,000, okay, each. You probably could have gotten it. We're going 24/7, 365 in order to try to keep up with the demand for the American flags, and like, we just put one of our many out. We had tons. But don't worry, folks. It's sickening to think that people support this, you know. But then I don't see any of these Biden liberals supporting the Jewish nation of Israel. Most of them are pro-Palestinian supporters. They support the Ayatollah Khomeini and Hamas and Hezbollah. One thing I'm worried about is France right now. Because Macron calls for ruthless deportation of all immigrants with ties to Islamic extremists from France to get them out of there. And they will be coming out, hey, you take any one of these migrants out the fence and we will bomb you, and they'll do it. They've done it before, and it's, you know, he's got to be prepared for that, which, you know, because they've already had attacks before. But yeah, when I was listening to FR2, he's basically come out and said, bam, here you go. Like, I'm not taking no prisoners. They're taken out. And he's got to be prepared for, because they're going to call the bashwack a backlash, and they're going to, I love what he's doing. I mean, I wish we'd have a president that had a backbone like that. But, you know, Macron, he's going to actually be very, very, so it's one of those things. I mean, they're going to get backlash. I guarantee you, give it about a couple days, and you're going to have terrorists that are going to say, there's going to be a statement come out from somebody that, hey, because you might deport someone that's normal, that's just, hey, they're just an immigrant. You know, sort of like the terrorist, you know, watch list in America, and there's people that got on the no-fly list when they're like a perfectly normal person, and then you find out later that they are, and they weren't allowed to fly, and all this, you're going to get someone, they're going to be people that are going to be flagged and taken out of there, and they're going to be like, hey, you take these people out of the country who are not meant to be, you know. So, you know, you do that, and there's going to be retaliation. I'm not, like these nations have said, I believe, World War III is here. We weren't at World War III under Trump. But don't worry, these people don't, I can't believe you support the racist Trump. Yeah, that same idiot probably doesn't realize that Trump spent millions of his own dollars to get Jews at Mar-a-Lago. Don't worry, folks, it's okay. It's okay. In Massachusetts, they're going to pass a bill that requires licensed conceal and carry people to ask permission before entering a home while armed. So if you go to your friend's house, yeah, I'm concealed and carry, man. I got to get your permission. So here's a permission slip here. If you can sign this, yeah, I'm going to have this mailed and authenticated and adjudicated, and they're going to have to put like a seal of approval on it. And then once it's verified, then I can come into your house. But until then, I really can't come over. I mean, because I do have my gun. And I guess I let people know I have my gun. Usually I'm open carrying. So, you know, one of my friends is not big into guns. But he's like, I feel safer. I'm not a big fan of them. But I love the fact that I've got someone that if I needed to could protect me. He's not anti-gun, but then like, here's the cops. I need someone with a gun to protect me. And that's what they do. This whole, you know, I get attacked all the time when I post a photo about like a guy going off to work and the wife handed him a briefcase and it says like, there was a time when one income could provide a house, a car, send four kids to college, not on loans, pay for the college. Oh, it's fun. It's just, It's just the wee dandiest. You know? And you get ridiculed. You know what, folks? If you have an abortion, guess what? Ban them. I'll still get one. Ban an abortion. I'll still get one. Oh, but we need to have gun laws because that will stop all the gun violence. There were kids in a school that were killed, and how dare you support guns? Well, actually, that gun didn't kill no one. You got to be, yes, it did. I said, so the guy didn't shoot the gun? Why hasn't my gun killed anybody? Oh, yeah, that's right. Someone has to pull the trigger. The gun has to pull the trigger. Yeah, that gun don't just kill people on its own. That's right, folks. It's just how we live in this world, you know. You can't fix stupid. Biden's policies are the reason why auto workers are for Trump and striking and all this crap. And I mean, that's just rhetoric. Yeah. The reason why no one's watching the GOP debates is because ain't no one voting for Biden. And the only person that's done what they said they would do is Trump. Yeah, there's a thing about an alleged intruder in critical condition that the female homeowner opens fire, and it looks almost like a Beretta Nano. I swear it is a Beretta Nano. If it's not, it definitely has the markings of Beretta the way it looks. Looks like a Beretta 9mm Nano. I'm like, yeah. I pray to God I never have to pull my gun out. But it's not there for looks. You know. It's this world we live in. There's no morals. There's no values. It's let's take a girl who's developing breasts and kind of insecure about her looks. No, you're insecure because you don't know what gender you are. It's sad. It's sad when you have to push that NBC is going to host the third GOP debate. No one cares. Then these candidates, I mean, sorry, but these people don't have these GOP debates are about as useful as this law that they might pass in Massachusetts. I mean, it's kind of like that law that's taking effect in Michigan, like where you can get in trouble if you misgender somebody. Yeah, I'm gender flip-floppity. What that means is I'm the opposite of whatever gender you say I am. That way you're always offending me. Yeah, I'm gender flip-floppity. Yeah, it's why I constantly change my gender. It's always the exact opposite of whatever you call me. And you need to go to prison because you're always going to misgender me. Yeah. Now, I'm not a him-she. No. I'm not Asian. I'm not a him-she. I mean, like, who's going to sit there like, who's going to go, how you doing, folks? Jason, what's up? How you doing, buddy? Oh yeah, I was gonna come in your house, but I am concealed carrying. You know, I'm a concealed carry person, and I do have mine, so I need to ask your permission. What's your friend gonna say? Like, no. Sick one, no. Like, you really going to be going over to your buddy's house with a concealed carry and he's going to say, like, who's going to verify this? We're going to check your iPhone? Yeah, sir. Yeah, we have record that this guy came to your house 6 times via his iPhone records and thus following him and tracking him via his phone. Did he by chance have a gun? And if he did you get permission from him? Did you get permission and stuff, vice versa, that he could bring the gun in? Because if he didn't ask for permission, you know, we're going to have to arrest him. We're going to take away his license. And like I say, they're trying to come after our Second Amendment rights, our religious freedoms and everything. Well, since the Supreme Court guarantees our right to a Second Amendment, okay, how do we take away their right to own a gun? How do we bypass the Second Amendment? We got to get past these constitutional laws so we can control the people. Like that retarded idiot. Man, you don't even know what communism is. Check. This is someone who's from Poland telling me communism's here. But he's probably the same stupid person that believes Biden won the election when he'd get like 2 people at a rally. And Trump would be like, okay, we're going to have to remove. This is the 5th time they're having to move the Trump rally because they have octupled the demand. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Jim Jordan's going to be a speaker. He's going to solve everything. Yeah. Once we get Jim Jordan a speaker, he's going to solve all the problems. Okay, let me see here. In the Bible, I'm going to look in my Bible for just a second, folks. I want to see where it says in the Bible that Jim Jordan is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through Jim Jordan. Let me see here. It's not in Luke or Acts or Matthew or Zechariah or Haggai or Joel or Ezekiel or... It's not in here, folks. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one gets to the Father except through him. Not so many people are relying, well, we got to get someone in here that's going to fix our problems. Yeah. We need to get God back in the schools. We need to get morals and values. When a kid gets out of line, they need to get their butt whipped. Not today. I can't hit my kid. Yeah, that's why he runs all over you. That's where we're at, folks. This beautiful day in this neighborhood. Could you be mine? Would you be mine? You know, we got to put God first. Watch him work. Like Matthew 3. John the Baptist prepares the way. In these days, John the Baptist came to the Jordan, to the Judean wilderness, and began preaching. His message was, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The prophet Isaiah was speaking about John, and he said, he is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. The Lord's coming. People need to be prepared. So like the story of the 2 farmers, they both went out, prayed for rain, but only one went out and prepared his fields. Now, who do you think can trust in God to send the rain? Well, the one who prepared his fields. Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it. And that's the thing. The Lord's coming. We need to be prepared. And then you can't even have a conversation when a guy's trying to speak the gospel at like a gay rally in a gay community. All they do is scream. They don't want to hear anything. And then it goes, lady gets possessed in 3-2, and she screams so loud. It's sad. It's sad that a woman like that, it's like Charlie Kirk all the time. He'll go to college campuses and try to have debates with people and talk to them. And what happens? They just storm off. When they can't, when he can prove them wrong and the data proves him wrong, you know, I've had a friend die who was fully vaccinated and boosted. Is everyone going to die who's fully vaccinated and boosted from COVID? No, but you shouldn't be able to die from the very virus that you got a vaccine to protect yourself from. What a concept. In those days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching. His message was repent of your sins and turn to God. But now we got people that just, oh, how dare you? You need to be executed. They need to just shoot you because you want to, how dare you? Yeah, my kid is a boy. How do you know that? He makes the decision. No, God made that for him when he was born, like between his legs. Like they say, take a bunch of trans women and a bunch of women and put them on an island. And in 110 years, you'll have an island of dead women. You know, we got to get right with God, folks. That's what's going to happen. There's no morals. There's no values anymore in this world. What do you think? Did people just trash communities. Oh, how much can I steal? Oh, so I can take up to $1,000 and they can't do anything with me. Well, one more can. Let me get a shopping cart. Shopping spree. Because there's no morals. There's no values. There's no compass. Taylor Swift's bodyguard returns to Israel to join IDF's unit in the fight against Hamas. Maybe I'd love to see Taylor Swift go over there and stand with them and fight. And if you don't know what the IDF is, it stands for the Israel Defense Force. He's Israeli and he's been a part of that and he's going back to fight. Congrats to that guy. Too bad Taylor Swift isn't going over there to lend support and be there and help. Just about 20 minutes left in the program, folks. I remember I had a friend that went that did schooling in Israel, and she's like, outside this certain area, you go with an escort all the time. And their Star Wars program is what's saving them. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bombard them with so many missiles that hopefully they can get stuff through the... Now, heaven is near. It's coming, folks. God's coming to get his people. When you watch some of these videos, now, I'm going to see if I can find some of them and actually share them. It's, when you watch these videos, wow. And this is what's written in Revelations. Here's the exact same thing happening right now. This is happening in Revelations. This river is drying up. This is prophesied in Revelations. This is happening. And what's funny, I don't know if I call it funny, but when you have other nations saying we're not at World War III, oh yeah, okay, well, and this is this country saying we're at World War III, not me, not Glenn Beck, not Sean Hannity, not any of these people. Uh. not conservative, not right wing, not Nazi Trump supporters or whatever. It's just one of those crazy things. But it's all good. It's just crazy, folks. The turmoil, how many people believe all this nonsense going on in this nation? You know, it's just crazy that anybody, it's like, when Biden supposed to have like a record number of people with like money raised and all this stuff. It's like, I don't know how, when everything in the supermarket is up ridiculously amounts. Dollar Tree is now $1.25. So that's 25% inflation just for the Dollar Tree. And to kind of counteract, you got to be careful when you go to Dollar Tree because they have a couple aisles now where stuff is not a dollar because people bring stuff up. And, oh, that's one of those, like, $4, they have, like, $3, $4, $5 items and stuff. It's basically Dollar Tree items that they put a higher price tag on. It's okay, folks. The world's coming to an end. Oh, jeez. I mean, but there are people that out there that believe this nation's doing great. Oh, it's wonderful. Don't worry. We're paying $3 a gallon for gas. That means, see, the high gas price is because people are going and doing because the economy is so great. Okay. Well, then I want the economy to be doing bad. Then do whatever we have to make the economy bad so we're back to $1 or something a gallon gas. I guess bringing jobs back and having energy independent, that's bad. We don't want that. We don't want that. We don't want to have a dollar something in gas. We don't want to have that, you know. I guess $3 a gallon gas is a sign of a great economy. That means people are driving cars too much. You know, we got to put... I've read this many times, but what does Matthew 3 say? In these days, John the Baptist came to the Judean wilderness and began preaching his message, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. It's coming. We need, you know, I want to, oh, we got to get Jim Jordan in there. No, we need to get Jesus Christ back in the Speaker of the House. We need to do all kinds of stuff. You know, yeah, do I want Jim Jordan as speaker? Probably, but I'm not holding my breath for anything to happen. I'm putting my hope and faith in Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, what is, the Bible doesn't say Biden is the way and the truth and life. Jim Jordan is the way and the, no, it says I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me, and that's Jesus Christ. Got about, let me see here, 12 minutes left in the program, folks. And like Mark said in the United States, I'm going to get into some Premier League news. As Mark said in the United States, if we get relocated, I'll support United. No matter what, I'm a fan of these people that we know that the club's doomed. I can't support them anymore, okay?
Well,
if you're...
Saying that yesterday, but the club was
getting... Well, they are, but I'm still going to support them. They gave up $5 billion. They gave up $5 billion for 1.25 million or 1.5 million.
It was all a publicity stunt.
I honestly think that they wanted
to shut up.
I think they were wanting a lot of money. I think they would have sold if they would. I honestly believe, but my wife is right. But also, when they did that $6 billion bid, that was the starting bid, and they were expecting to have like 12 or 13 people bidding on Manchester United, and they'd have a war, and they get. I mean, the club's worth about $3 billion, because you need at least $3 billion just to. I'd do $1.5 billion on the team and $1.5 billion on the stadium. And, okay, he's going to invest that $1.5 billion or $1.25 billion. What is he going to demand since your gym is going to put that much money into the club? What's he going to demand because he's putting that money in the club? How much is he demanding? What's he demanding? And are they going to even... Because supposedly there's talk of him doing a really good transfer window to try to buy the fan. Now, some people say they might be trying to kiss their butt and get in the club this way. And he thinks maybe he has something hidden. And in the end, he's going to try in 3 years to buy the club out. But I don't know. I just don't see anything good coming from this. But I'm still... I'm supporting the club. I mean, they're my team. They're my team. I love them. Win, lose, or draw. I mean, I still support him when we've... I'm like, man, what in the heck? Remember the old Disney movie from way back in the day, The Mighty Ducks, where the guy's afraid of getting hit by a puck, and he's like, just score, and he moves out of the way. You know, sometimes I felt like, okay, how about, what is it, like 4-1? Okay, oh well. I'm still... It's like, do you really have to put 4 minutes of stoppage time? No one's going to score. Just call it and please. That's 4-0. 4-1. Like, why add stoppage time? There's no way we're going to have anything... Hello?
Yeah, Kyle, how you doing? What have you been talking about?
Right now I've been talking just about like all the double standards going on in this whole world, like these people, like on Breitbart I was commenting on a couple things where it's just like the people think this country's better off. Like the UAW workers are basically protesting these policies that Biden will enact, where they'll lose their jobs, and there are people commenting, well, I can't believe what Trump said today, where he was standing with these union workers and all this stuff and all this fake rhetoric, like he's not going to do this stuff. Like Biden's... Yeah, and it's like Biden's policies are the reason why they're striking and why they're doing what they're doing and why they're protesting, because they're going to lose their job if these electric car mandates go through.
Yeah, and let me see. And are the writers still on strike? They supposedly have had the conclusions by now, by about a week ago, in terms they reached a some sort of deal. Do you know if that deal has been finalized?
That I have not heard. But I know they did. They got a deal on the table. I don't know if it's been actually finalized, but...
What?
About like ending the strike completely and all that stuff.
I could ask my brother.
Because it's just crazy how these people, it's Biden's policies that are causing them to do what they're doing. And, oh, but Trump and his things and this and that. I got about 7 minutes left in the program, Bill, but yeah, but that's, you know, when it all goes back to the double standards, okay? The reason why they're striking is because of the policies Biden's enacting, but then you have these people that literally are like, well, no, it's Biden, it's Trump and the GOP is spreading lies, and this and that, no. Trump's not in office. His policies got jobs here, not taking them away. It's like this NBC debate. This they're going to have like a Miami third debate or whatever. No one in that GOP, I don't even think any of them have a shot at being a VP, let alone a presidential candidate. Like, does Chris Christie think he even has a shot? I want to put a $1 million bet that none of them even get chosen. I mean, but you have these people in this world that, like, that, I don't know, they think this country's going great, like everything's doing wonderful. It's gotten so bad that Dollar Tree had 25% inflation from $1 to $1.25. Now they have sections of $1.25 items that are now $3, $4, and $5. Welcome to Dollar Tree, where we take the same $1.25 item and we randomly put $5, $4, and $3 stickers on items. Yes, this would normally be $1.25, but we're going to make it sound like it is better and bigger and by putting a $5 sticker on it. Here's a $1 pen, but we're going to put a $5 sticker, and it's going to be a better pen and work better and all just because we put a $5 sticker on it. That's right, folks. You expect me to believe someone that got known at rallies? That his, I don't know how anyone can support the dude. He's supposed to got like record campaigning. Like he's got more. Let me guess, where'd the money come from? George Soros? Because they say like he has, Biden is out funding all these GOP people with campaign funds. I'm like, well, George Soros could give you like 3 times that money that you've raised supposedly. And not even dent his whatever. It's just one of those things, folks. But thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get back to a little bit of the Premier League somewhat, you know. Our club is going like our country. It's just, okay, here we go, folks. Don't worry. We're in such limbo because, yeah, he's going to buy like 25% of the club, but like, what is he doing? It's going to be interesting to see in the next week or so what he's demanding, since I'm donating this money, you know, is he going to demand transfer? I mean, because the last transfer we had was it was a loan deal because he had no money. Yeah, we're bankrupt. Now I want to see Sir Jim Ratcliffe do something. I'm hoping he has an actual plan because when he came in, guess what, folks? My intent is to buy the club completely outright and get rid of the Glazers. Now he's going to keep them as owners and own 25%. And then you get all these people that, like, they want the Glazers out full sale or nothing. And they're like, well, man, this is a good deal, man. Sir Jim's, man, this is a great, wait a minute, you can't support the Sir Jim 25% buying the club, not owning it, and the Glazers still staying here. You can't support both. You can't be 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, a month ago, saying you want Glazers out in the full sale to now okay with Sir Jim coming in owning 25% of it. You can't, unless you know something we don't, then he's got some people that are going to come in 2 years and, I mean, someone want to buy me for $5 billion? I'll sell myself. Heck, I'm sorry, folks. I just don't understand it. Turning down $5 billion. I guess that's what happens when money isn't enough.
There's a beach in Indiana.
It's a theme park.
Oh.
Run down. But folks, got about 90 seconds left. We'll just have to see what happens. I mean, win, lose, or draw. I mean, when you grow up a Reds fan, you're always a Reds fan. The Red Devils are always my team. They always will be. It's just sad what's happening to them. What's sad is all these people, like, I want the Blazers out 100%. Full sale, Blazers out, or nothing at all. And now they're like, well, this Jim deal is not bad. I mean, I'm supporting it now. No, you don't support it now. You're either full sale or nothing. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens, folks. And see, all we got is time. I know the only person that knows what's going to happen is God. So, but just remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.